This is CICK News. Spring has officially sprung in the Skeena region, and as bears are out of hibernation, they're looking for food right now. Spottings of the mystical Kermode, or spirit bear, have piqued the interest of many travelers along Highway 16 in Terrace and Kitimat, but Sergeant Neller is on the news to discuss what is safe and unsafe behavior when you're tempted to get a picture of bears. Kermode bears are a subspecies of the American black bear. A small portion of the population carry a gene that results in the iconic white or cream-colored coat. They habituate in the dense, lush coastal rainforests near Kitimat and even further east, closer to Terrace, along the Skeena River.
Yeah, my name is Micah Neller. I'm the sergeant for the Conservation Officer Service in Terrace.
Okay, great. So bears are awake, and this is the typical time of year where they are looking for food. Are you getting a lot of reports about that?
Yeah, the Conservation Officer Service, we're seeing an uptick in bear conflict complaints in pretty much all municipalities and habited areas by people. It's pretty normal this time of year. With bears coming out of hibernation, they're just looking for food.
Have there been more Kermode bear sightings this year?
Well, every year there's a few sightings. Kermode bears are fairly rare, so when one is sighted, it usually becomes a point of interest for people. And people become curious and they want to go out and have a look at the bears.
I understand why people are so interested in the Kermode bear, but is there a safe way that you would say that people can snap their photo of it? And I guess what are like the inherent dangers of if they're trying to be too adventurous, either on the highway or potentially on their own property?
Yeah, like we would rather not see people seeking out the bear, especially the bears, especially on the highway. People stopping on the highway causes a highway traffic hazard. As well, if people spend too much time on the highways, you can habituate the bears to vehicles, and then we put the bears in danger of being hit on the highway at some point. From what we've seen is if there's bears hanging around on the highways, either people become careless with their attractants or some people make the decision to actually put attractants down so they can get pictures of the bears, which is absolutely what we do not want to see happen.
Officer Neller, when is it time to call a conservation officer?
Yeah, what we'd like to see is if you do see a bear, any bear, Kermode or any bear on the roadway, and you make the decision to stop and take your picture, stop, take your picture, stay in your vehicle, leave your window rolled up and move on. And then as far as when it's time to call the Conservation Officer Service, if people are seeing behavior from other people or bears or wildlife that you know they're concerned with, they can phone our wrap line number at 1-877-952-7277, and our officers will make the decision on how we basically triage the calls and make the decision on how we respond to them. So if it's not something that's really concerning for us, we may not respond to it, but definitely if the complaints involve people feeding bears on the roadway, we will definitely be responding to that, following up with the complaints as well.
Do you roughly know the amount of bear sightings that you've had in the Terrace Kitimat area this year?
Kitimat seems to be, there's more bear activity in Kitimat than the other communities, and that's just a factor of where Kitimat is located. I can't really say an exact number, but the public can count on there's more bears around in the spring, obviously, because they're waking up from hibernation and they're wandering around trying to find food. And when they find attractants, food, human food, garbage, whatnot, they tend to hold in those areas, especially if they're able to access it. And we'd like to see people just have a general respect for wildlife. And if you see it on the highway, when I understand people are curious and they want to snap some pictures, and that's fine. I'll make sure where you're pulling off or whatnot is in a safe spot. But we definitely don't want to see people getting out of their vehicles and trying to approach the bears and yelling at them and tossing things to them, which affects their behavior. The bears are just feeding right now because they're trying to put some weight back on after losing it over the winter. So, which is natural for them to be feeding on all this green matter that's growing right now. But what we're seeing is people exiting their vehicles and approaching them and trying to get these pictures of them. They yell at them or holler at them or toss things to them to try and get them to move or hold in one spot and that sort of thing. And the end result of that is never good for the bear. And that's what our concern is at this point. Well, that starts by people just respecting the bears and respecting their space and snapping their photos and moving on, staying in their vehicles.
CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.